Well, we're looking forward to some great opportunities coming up this weekend. Of course, Juneteenth, we're celebrating at Celebrating Emancipation, Juneteenth in Rock Hill. We're here with Sandra Burris, who's the public chair for the Juneteenth celebration, and Tamika Pogue joins us. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We're focusing on reflection. We're focusing on renewal of, and pride of African-American culture in the South, and this is just an opportunity for us to remember and to have a good bit of fun as well, don't we, Sandra?
Yes, we do. And I'm going to let Tamika tell you a little bit about the history and how it all got started.
Okay.
And we'll tell you about the fun things coming up.
There is a great festival on the way, but really the history is what's the basis.
Yeah. That's what we want to do is we want to make everyone aware of what Juneteenth is. And as you all know, Juneteenth was started back in 1865, and it was when the slaves were proclaimed free. It was the last slaves that were freed. Slaves were freed in 1863, but the slaves in Galveston, Texas did not get word until 2 years later. So this marks the true emancipation or the true ending of slavery. So we celebrated here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, celebrated in different states around the United States. And also, we started here in Rock Hill. Actually, it's been almost 20 years ago at Mount Prospect Baptist Church.
Wow.
The Board of Christian Ed, Zora Holmes, led the board at that time, and she wanted to make sure that we were aware of what Juneteenth was. So fast forward a few years later, Dr. Ann Cain became the president of our Board of Christian Education, and she wanted to make sure that it became bigger and wider, and it expanded out to just other than Rock Hill, but to other cities and the surrounding area and abroad. And that actually happened. So now we're here, Juneteenth Rock Hill, where she brought together the city and Dr. Love Mills Bird. And here we are today to celebrate Juneteenth and bring awareness to Rock Hill and the surrounding area.
What a fantastic legacy of educators and people that have really perpetuated the African-American culture to really make us remember, all of us, that this is our legacy to continue.
Yes.
I think so.
And I've heard this say before, you don't have to be African American to still understand it and still be part of it, correct?
Right. This is American history. This is American history, and it's for everyone.
Absolutely.
It's really fine. Talking about this weekend, we're having events as well as things coming on the 16th.
Yes. So on June 8th and 10th, the president, Carlo Lachelle Dawson, will be doing some cultural events at the library, the Rock Hill Library. And so on the 8th at 5 p.m., she is going to portray a little girl by the name of Little Lily Ann. Little Lily Ann is going to be sharing her experience about her first Jubilee. And so that'll be, you know, and then there'll be some children activities where kids will get to interact with a basin and washboard, some games, and then also on Saturday, she'll do at 2 p.m. Mama Mamie.
Mama Millie.
And it's also about, everything is about the celebration of emancipation. So so that'll be some cultural events to kind of kick off our Juneteenth celebration. And then, of course, on the 16th and 17th will be the actual Juneteenth event.
At Fountain Park.
At Fountain Park.
Great.
We start off on the 16th. It's a collaboration with Food Truck Friday. And some of the entertainment for that day will be Mafuka Works, which is an African drum and dance.
Oh, neat.
CJ Johnson, he's a performing artist, so he'll be doing some performing art on stage, and we have Mellow Groove, and the headliner for that evening will be the Fantasy Band, which is a local fan favorite.
There's a Juneteenth children's book available too, isn't there? That's called Why We Celebrate, The Rich Legacy of Juneteenth by Carlo Lachelle Dawson.
Absolutely.
And that's one of our performers.
That's one of our, she will be doing the cultural events that we just talked about, and that book will be available to the children on the 17th during the actual Freedom Fest, which will be back on the grounds of Mount Prospect Baptist Church and Friendship College.
Do you have a lot to do with the Mount Prospect? Is that where your basis
That is. That's where I worship. Exactly. That is my home church, and that is the church that the Church of Choice services start at 11:15 on Sundays. And so, but on Saturday also, it is a Freedom Fest, and we have a great lineup of different talents. It's a variety of people that will come out, from rappers to singers to dancers. And so we would like for everyone to come out and just enjoy the time with us. And you cannot beat free.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
You will have free entertainment, free food, same on Friday as well. So that's June 16th and June 17th.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That free cookout and stage entertainment, that's fantastic. Yes. And they're doing, the storytellers participate in STEAM. It's a STEAM corner,
okay,
by the way.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's important.
And we cannot go without letting you know that the children activities, their mm-hmm. corner, they're going to be, they'll get a passport to freedom.
Oh, nice.
And in that passport to freedom, they'll get to participate in African mask making and decoration, some drum and dance.
Yes.
It'll be all hands on with the kids. And then we'll have a local historian by the name of Wally Cathcart, who also will do some toys and games with the children.
Do you find that the kids get a lot... Do you think that they know more now? Like at when we grew up, I don't think we had these opportunities.
I think so.
But nowadays, they're really able to see their culture and be able to celebrate that.
And I really think it's a testament to the programs like this that help them to go a little deeper with their education.
And Tamika, I guess this whole celebration, it's all about education and history, but it's also to open the lines of communication, right? That sometimes people don't know how to approach the situation or how to ask it, and this seems like the great opportunity to have that conversation.
Prime opportunity.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Just to ask questions and just to see how we're all connected, because we're all in this together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Moving forward, for sure, with great opportunities for this weekend, as well as on the 16th and 17th. It's going to be a fun time. Food Truck Friday at Fountain Park, dedicated to Juneteenth.
Oh, great.
On that time. So that's going to be nice.
That is awesome.
I love that.
So much information that can be found on all the websites and
individual
churches as well. What's your hope? Who do you hope will show up to these events?
Everyone.
Everyone. Okay. Perfect. Yes.
Everyone. Okay. People here in Rock Hill, people that are outside of Rock Hill. We want everyone to come out to our event and just enjoy. And one thing I wanted to mention is that Juneteenth also offers a scholarship. We offer scholarship to a deserving high school student, African-American student, who is going to attend a four-year institution and major in education.
Okay.
So we do offer them a $1,000 scholarship as well.
Nice.
So that's another component to Juneteenth as well.
Yeah.
We're going to go online and look at that. JuneteenthRockHill.com.
Yes.
That has all of the activities, everything all listed there. It's a great website.
It's a big family reunion.
It is. Oh, come on out.
That's a great way.
Exactly.
Well, it's wonderful to see you. Tamika Pogue, thank you for joining us from Mount Prospect Baptist, as well as Sanja Burris. Thank you so much for coming out. You're the chairperson for Juneteenth, a great committee. I'm sure you have many more people.
Publicity chair.
Yeah, publicity chair. Don't want to give you the job.
Right. Carlo Dawson is our chair. President this year.
Well, does it rotate like you do? Does that then Carla be able to do that next year, or did someone else take that job?
She will be the president again next
year. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you do what you do best, right? Just
that's
inform all of us and make sure we got all the dates and times right.
That's what I do that best.
You do a phenomenal job,
well,
of course, right
you.
There at the Rock Hill York County CVB,
thank
so we
you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we'll see you out Juneteenth. It's going to be a great Food Truck Friday. Lots of activities coming up, approaching that. So we'll check it out at JuneteenthRockHill.com. Thanks, Sanja and Tamika. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Right now, we're looking at 12 minutes before 9 o'clock. I'm Freddie Hammer, along with Lucas McFadden on Palmetto Mornings.